coming off the left side by Craig Stevens. Terrence West, the tailback, and they give it to the former Brown, and he runs, and he fumbled, and the Browns have it at the 50-yard line. Dansby knocked the ball out, and the Browns come up with it, as coming out with it is Joe Hayden, and the Browns have it at midfield.
Well, he fumbled once last week in their game.
And he just did it again.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound on Saturday, October 17th. Run Dog Wild at the Cleveland Browns 5K, presented by University Hospitals in association with Michelob Ultra. It's the all-new 5K fun run that starts and finishes at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an awesome T-shirt, a bone-shaped Dog Pound headband, and an amazing finisher medal. After the race, you can celebrate the Michelob Ultra post-race party. This race will fill out fast. Register now at ClevelandBrowns5K.com or on the Browns mobile app. Matt, I heard you are going to be I heard you're running in that thing.
I may. The finisher medal is actually really cool.
It's hefty.
It is hefty.
It is. It's
so for those of you who do, you know, 5Ks, triathlons, biathlons, it'll look very nice on your trophy, in your trophy case.
It will be. It'll be a memento that probably will be passed down between generations.
As will the dog-shaped bone headband.
Yes, if that can withstand the rigors of
multiple generations.
Yeah, and multiple generations. Who knows what it could be used for over the generations.
Free Mick Ultra. Hey, cross the finish line, get a beer.
And good, it's a health-conscious beer.
It is.
It's nice. It's thoughtful.
They go down smooth.
Speaking of that call from Jim Donovan there, how great was it that Terrence West came in and fumbled and lost it on his first carry?
I was sitting in a suite with friends of ours, with my wife, and it's like I made the point to say that was Terrence West to almost every individual in the suite. Just kind of like, you know, that touche, you know, thumb in your teeth moment. Because what does he tweet out prior to the football game? It's personal.
This one.
Okay.
Personal.
Well, you and the football? Not a personal, you know, not a personal relationship between you and the football. That's obvious.
It's personal. We're going to go to the phone lines where it's not going to get personal.
No.
We've got our guy Rick.
But I'm still soul searching, by the way.
Right, let me know when you've
So
found.
It is personal for me.
Rick in Northern California. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
You know, it's funny. Even while I was on a hold, I mean, I could go back and forth with start McMillan or start Manziel. I mean, I wouldn't say you're tossing in a towel, start Manziel, but you're taking a different
you are.
Road.
You are.
You know? But, I mean, listen, without knowing Manziel, if he's the guy, I mean, you know, for every win that McMillan has, you're one draft pick further away from getting your QB. That's the thing. We've got to find that out. I mean, it's so hard, man, but we've got to find out if Manziel is our guy, because this is a good team with a good above-average quarterback play. We're easily a 9-17. I mean, as long as the offensive line gets their act together, we can roll some wins. But it's a toss-up, man. I don't know where to go. I think the best route to take is where you're going to get the most out of Manziel. I mean,
this is what I would – again, everybody, I think I've laid it out pretty clearly and tried to do it as articulately and rationally speaking as possible for why Johnny Manziel should start for the Cleveland Browns. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just telling you what I think. This is why I think it should happen. If you are sitting at home and you truly feel that in the best case scenario, the ceiling for both Johnny and Josh McCown is similar, then it's a no-brainer. Because the only reason to say that you've got to have Josh McCown as the quarterback is because it is a massively different calculation in terms of your ability to win football games in the National Football League. And I don't believe that it is. So it's about, to me, if they're similar there, what are you trying to accomplish as an organization? What is the goal of your, is it to win as many games as possible, period, this year? Is it to win as many games as possible over a four-year period? Is it to win a Super Bowl? What is the goal for your team? And I'll go back to what you said, because I think the fact that you said this to me carries a lot of weight, and that is, if we had just drafted Johnny Manziel this year and he comes in and does that, it's a no-brainer. He's
right.
Well, to me, last year, I'm throwing it out. So I feel that way. And he came in, and he's a different guy. He was different in the huddle. I talked to players after the game and said, literally, they could not believe the command he had in the huddle. They were so pleased with it. I'm saying let's go with it. Let's see what we've got with Johnny Manziel, because now we've seen that he can win in the NFL.
Right, and for those people who, like me, who put it in question, you know, you know what he's capable of now. You saw the step that he has taken. It's, again, it's the individual who, and I'm trying to put this in real life situations, who's been burned once before, you're very hesitant.
Sure.
You know, if you've been in a relationship and you've been, you know, lied to or cheated on, you're always going to question that person. And I think that's the scenario that we're in with Johnny Manziel. We've seen the lowest of the lows, and we know what he's capable of there, and we just got a taste of a slight high, and I don't think he's even close to the ceiling of where he can play, and that's very, very enticing, but you don't know when it's going to come, I guess, and that's where the coaches and their experience and the scouts and their experience in evaluating players as a job, their insight to me this week, I mean, like, I'm talking in the next 24 hours, is vital to make this decision. And as I asked Jim Donovan, a pivotal decision for Mike Pettine as a head coach right now.
It's a massively important decision.
Yeah, and because in your eyes, if you go with Manziel, you can't go back to Josh McCown without an injury.
No.
He's the guy the rest of the year.
Yes.
And it's week three of the year. So you're handing the keys over to an unknown at this point right now, which is why I would feel going with the norm at this point and be safer.
And to me, what does safety get the Cleveland Browns?
I get you.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take it even one step further. This to me is an organizationally speaking defining moment.
100%.
You will find out exactly what is happening with this organization, how they view everything in the decision whether or not they start Josh McCown, and they are what I would say a very short-term thinking organization, or if they're starting Johnny Manziel and therefore are thinking more in the longer term. Not sacrificing short-term, because Johnny's shown you that that's not what you're doing, but I think to go with Josh McCown is to say, okay, we're doing what you said. We're going to play it safe. We're going to play it conservative. We're going to go with the quote-unquote known commodity at what I think would be maybe better for an opportunity to win, you know, against the Raiders versus an opportunity to go to the playoffs and really win in the next 2 to 3 years.
And I just think that, you know, again, Johnny played well against a team that drafted second overall last year with a rookie quarterback, okay? They're not going to win their division. They're not going to compete for their division. So they're a bad football team. The Oakland Raiders are a team that has drafted well in the last 2 years and is a team that is showing promise of taking steps a lot like the Cleveland Browns in the right direction. My concern is you give the football to Johnny Manziel and you're going to get the Steelers, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Bengals, you know, those teams that would have a beat on him, you know, physically and mentally, and negate the athleticism or the game-breaking ability that Johnny Manziel brings. I want to go safe. I want to go consistent. You know, I don't want to, you know, because I think against a team like that, the low is an extreme low. And because of the talent level of those teams, they put a ceiling on what Johnny Manziel can do, you know, because of the quality of players that they have making up their roster.
And I think that Johnny can only improve as a pocket passer, which is what he has to do to win against teams like that.
Yeah.
By playing quarterback in the NFL against NFL defenses week in and week out. And I think the point that we've all seen with Derek Carr, with Blake Bortles, who both had nice wins and clutch moments in the fourth quarter for their football teams yesterday against Baltimore and Miami, two teams who are supposed to have pretty solid defenses respectively, is that playing and the experiences they had as rookies, I think, put them in better positions to succeed right there. So you need Johnny to go through that to get to those points, and maybe he'll come out and be better. We'll see what happens.
But by and again, as you look, I agree with you in the utmost way that this is a pivotal decision as an organization. My rationale is, and I'm not, this is not coming from a negative place. Are we ready that if Johnny does get the football and is going to be the starter for the remainder of the season, are we ready as a fan base and as an organization to win 4 or 5 football games? Are the players in this locker room ready to win 4 or 5 football games? Because then we're not an enticing place to come play. We create that Dwayne Bowe situation of, hey, Cleveland will pay. They'll pay Dwayne Bowe $9 million and do nothing and lose.
Well, that's part of it, too. You can't sign guys like that.
I know. I understand. I understand. It's not.
And it's not against Dwayne Bowe. That's not Dwayne Bowe. That's just me speaking my own theories.
Right.
You don't sign aging veterans unless you're the team that says, if I can bring in, like the Indianapolis Colts are saying, okay, we want to take a shot with Andre Johnson and Frank Gore because we want to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
And we think those guys put us over the edge, even at their declining skill set at that age and point in their career. That's not where the Browns are.
No.
That's what the Raiders did a couple of years ago, got them nowhere. And now they've actually started to be what I would say, changed their philosophy, shifted it a little bit, and they have gone younger. And they've actually, Khalil Mack looks like a very good player.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper already looks like a very good player. So Derek Carr looks like a good player. So it's a different, it's a philosophical thing. That's the point that I'm trying to make. And we'll find out a lot about where this organization is. And listen, if they go with McCown, it doesn't mean that it's permanent. But I think you want to give Johnny Manziel as many reps as humanly possible this season. Now that he has proven to you that he can prepare like a pro, he has an opportunity to go out there and win football games for you. That was the question. If he came out there and looked unprepared, I don't care. I don't need to find out what I have in Johnny Manziel at that point unless he's thrusting the action because he's still not prepared and doing his job like a professional. He did, and that's what was important, and they won. All right. Right now, we're going to come back with more of your phone calls, 216-578-0050. Still have game balls to hand out as well here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.